One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Hey, hoes, welcome back to another episode of Bros Before Hoes with brothers Lucas and Jacob. I'm Lucas.
I'm Jacob. You better have your panties pulled all the way up for this episode because you don't want the shit to come down leaking.
Ew, we're literally like less than 30 seconds in and probably everyone turned off because you talked about shit and the panties.
No, this episode is, you actually are going to, you're so gross. I didn't say panties. You said panties.
I swear to God, you said panties. Rewind.
Oh, when I hear someone else say panties, it sounds so gross. All I think about is like someone saying, take off your panties.
I know. Panties is such a gross word. Panties. Like, ew. Why did someone ever create that word? But oh my God, you guys, we got a message from one of our loyal fans. One of you guys, you sent us an email and it said, I love you guys so much, but no offense, the podcast, like, it's kind of all about stuff that doesn't matter. Like, I actually want to hear you guys go deep, talk about actual experiences. So because of that, this episode, we're going to be talking about aliens, which isn't anything about our personal lives, but I'm sorry, sir. He wanted us to, like, go deep and, like, get emotional, which, like, might happen naturally, but I feel like our natural habitat is, like, discussing the nuances of Lindsay Lohan's hit single Bossy.
Yeah, I feel like maybe one of these podcasts we might get deep, but I feel like it won't be like force, like it won't be like I don't know. I feel like it would just happen.
Yeah, you can't really like plan a crying podcast, but like maybe one time we'll be discussing the new episode of Vanderpump Rules and like it'll make one of us remember a traumatic story and we'll start crying. So like just stay tuned. But yeah, that's so funny. Someone just thought we weren't deep enough. And I was like got insecure for a second. I was like, wait a second. But then I was like,
I know.
Oh, I actually just want to keep talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, there was a part of me, I remember opening it, and I was like, it's our first hate email, and then I was like, it's not hate, but I was also like, oh my gosh, wait, is our podcast just like, basically PBS Kids? And then I was kind of worried.
But the thing is like, I like my favorite podcasts are podcasts that don't matter. Like, they just are about stupid shit. Because, you know, stuff that actually matters, like, I don't want to hear about that while I'm just on a leisurely stroll or at the gym. Like, I just want to hear people discuss dumb shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I don't want to hear about like how like something might get bombed. I'd rather just like when it happens, it happens.
I don't think he wanted us to talk about bombings.
Whatever, it will happen though. One of these.
Let's see if Jacob actually knows what's going on in the world. Who is the person running the probe? Which, by the way, the word probe actually goes into today's topics because we're going to be discussing aliens. But who's running the government probe on Donald Trump and his administration?
Okay, you will actually be surprised, but I think I actually know. It's their last name is Mueller or Mueller.
Oh my God. See, you guys, we aren't all stupid.
I know. We actually know what's happening. The only reason because like in my social studies class, we had to know. But wait, I'm not even joking. Like you actually like read that stuff?
I actually recently, because I was like, I do read it on Twitter because I feel like so many comedians talk about it and I follow so many comedians. So I feel like I keep up to date with it that way. But also I recently started following a new, because like I said, I mostly listen to stupid podcasts that are just about stupid stuff, like to get you through a workout or something. But I recently subscribed to Meet the Press, which is actually about like real shit. So I can actually be informed.
Oh my gosh. So you actually like know what's happening?
I haven't listened to any of the episodes yet, but they're, I'm subscribed. So that's all that matters.
All I know is that like, didn't like two people go to jail because like they lied or something?
I don't know. Let's just talk about aliens, our strong point. But what I was going to say is it's so funny before we got that email from that guy. Because before that, I saw a commercial for Lindsay Lohan's new fucking hit shows. She's having a show about her Ibiza club. Yeah, it's going to be so good. And the reason why I said bossy is because that's the background music to the show's preview. But it's so funny because I saw that preview and I was like, oh my gosh, on Bros Before Hoes, we should recap every episode. And then I got that episode being like, bitch, can you actually talk about something that matters?
wait. On the background of the ad, Bossy by Kiki Palmo is playing.
Oh no, Bossy by, do you not know Bossy by Lindsay Lohan?
Okay, yeah, this is, I don't know what that is.
But you know the song, I'm just a little bossy. I like it how I like it when I like it, and that's how it is.
Oh, because I actually watched the preview because like you sent it or something. Yeah, now I know what it is.
But I saw that preview for her new Mykonos show, and then I was going on Apple Music because for some reason, ever since I've gone Apple Music, it deleted all of my already downloaded music, so I have to go add stuff that I already had. So I put Bossy on, and then I saw her first album came out in 2004, which scared me. Like, that's so long ago.
That is crazy.
And then I realized when I was in middle school, I was jamming to Bossy, which is like about her like sexually wanting to overtake someone. And I was just jamming to it like as an 11-year-old.
So my was on that album was like Room was on it.
That was the 2004 album.
So you were in middle school dancing to I'm sick of rumors starting, I'm sick of being followed.
But it's so weird because when I think back to those memories of listening to those songs, I don't think of myself as being in middle school. Like I just assumed I was like 16 or something.
But you were actually 12.
Oh my God. Weren't you born in like 2001?
Yeah, so like I actually... Like,
you were three years old when Rumors came out? Like, that's weird.
Like, I've listened to the songs, obviously, but when it came out, I was probably like, what? Do babies drink their mom's milk when they're three?
I don't know. I'll have to ask mom. So you might have been sucking on some breast milk as Rumors. Mom was listening to Rumors.
I know. Literally taking photos of herself.
But yeah, we're going to discuss... Jacob said he has a really intense alien... Like a true alien story that he wants us to bring to light here on the podcast for you guys.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't have any ideas for this podcast because this morning I was like, shit, we don't have anything. But then we said that we're going to do aliens. And obviously we were just going to like fake research and say like, that guy did this. Like Lucas said it. So he said something so funny about like,
well, I said if we're actually going to do an episode on aliens, we should really research it. So it's not just us being like, I heard one time, like someone saw a UFO, but like they worked in the army and like none of it's actually based on facts.
Yeah. Yeah. So this one that I have is actually, so I've heard people talk about it. But now I actually have a new source and Wikipedia. So if you want the sources, I don't know. But
is it like alieninterweb.com or is it like an actual news website?
No, it's like a news website, but the news website obviously doesn't like mention aliens because that sounds like you're crazy. But like it's attached to aliens. Like that's what people think. And it happened in Nebraska where we live.
Like where it's close to home.
Yeah, so like we could get abducted. But before I talk about this, I need to tell you my scary dream.
Does it involve aliens?
No, it is just scary.
Okay, tell us the dream you had.
Okay, so I woke up. So like I was in the dream. It wasn't my life, keep in mind. It was just a random person's life.
Wait, I've never had a dream like that. It wasn't even your point of view?
No, it wasn't my point of view because I know this because, first of all, it was just like some random person's grandma.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know if I was reading my grandma's diary or if she was talking to me. But then somewhere along her talking to me or me reading the diary, it was talking about like whole having sex well on crack and marijuana. And then I woke up and I was so scared. It wasn't, that isn't scary, but like, I just was scared about why isn't, like, why
what
wasn't,
the hell?
Yeah, it just, that's how that happened. It just,
oh my God, maybe that's a premonition and you, it was actually your grandpa's diary and you went into the future and that's one of your grandkids reading your diary. And that means in the future, you're going to do that while on crack and marijuana. So basically the dream is telling you stay away from crack.
Oh my gosh. I better not do crack.
I texted. Oh, wait, what'd you say? Okay.
Oh, there was this police that came into one of my classrooms to talk about it and did like, I don't even like really know my drugs, like obviously, but do you know that you drink crack?
I don't know my drug.
But do you know that like you cook crack on like a stove and then you get it on a spoon and drink it? Is that how that works? I think.
Oh my gosh. I actually didn't, to be completely honest, I don't even know what crack is. I just thought crack just meant like drugs. So is crack heroin?
Like, no. So I actually like, heroin's a different thing. And then like, yeah, and then did crack is.
Did he show you guys how to make DIY crack or what? Like, why was he telling you guys how to cook it?
Because I learned that like cops like buy crack because like, they have to see if the person's actually a drug dealer. So like there's situations where like they buy crack and they have to act like they're a druggy person, I guess.
Oh my gosh. So did he say he ever tried it?
He said that if like the people, if he was at a party, so like sometimes they go to parties, I guess, or some like a get together and they said like everyone has to try crack, like he could try crack. Like if he want, like I don't like, so like obviously the cops can't try crack, but like if the people are like, I'm gonna kill you or you try crack, I guess he can try crack.
By the way, like when I was in elementary school and stuff, I used to love when people would come and talk about drugs because it was always so interesting. It was like, so like there was all like, they would show the photos of the before and after, and then like an actual, like I was like literally 10, but then like an actual drug addict would come and give everyone a talk. I remember finding it so like juicy. Like that's pretty effort to think, but
yeah, like the cop was in my room for like 40 minutes. And I was listening the whole time. It was like so interesting. And then like this wasn't from the cop, but I also learned later that week that you shouldn't, even if the drug won't kill you, it can be laced with like fentanyl. So like this isn't even about aliens, but like you can do like weed or marijuana and it can be laced with fentanyl and then like you die.
Oh my gosh, like hasn't that happened to a lot of celebrities?
Yeah, so like that's so scary if you did like a drug that couldn't kill you, but then it was laced with fentanyl and it killed you.
Creepy. So yeah, hoes listening, crack is whack, so stay away.
And make sure your drugs aren't laced if you do drugs.
Also, I don't know if this is a real thing, but I swear to God, one time in elementary school, they did a meth talk and they passed around a bag of meth. But I don't know if it like was real enough. I remember, I'm not kidding. I remember a plastic bag that you could see all this white powder in. But I don't know if they were just showing it to us to be like, this is what meth looks like. But like, or if that actually was meth. It probably wasn't actually meth because that makes no sense.
Wait, couldn't someone like open it and like?
That's why it probably was just powdered sugar, but they just wanted to say, just so you guys know, this is what it looks like. If anyone offers you this,
I feel like they wanted that. Yeah, if that was actual meth, that's crazy. Giving it to like second graders, seeing like making sure they don't touch it or eat it or whatever. What? Like, isn't there a drug that like makes you eat people's faces off?
I think that's bath salts.
Yeah, that's cray cray.
Yeah, you just go really crazy. So don't bring that to your Christmas family reunion.
Maybe like lock yourself in a room if you're going to do that. Bath salts.
That sounds so scary. Right. But don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to.
And rate us.
That's so funny thinking of someone they never had heard of us or anything. And this is the first podcast they're listening to.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because like we're 13 minutes in and I feel like there's already been like four stages. Like the drug stage, the dream stage, and then...
And now we're going to go into the alien stage.
Oh yeah, okay, so we're going to legit start this now. So
before we get into it, I just want to let any of you guys know, if any of you guys have had an alien encounter, a UFO sighting, email us because we want the juice.
Wait, yeah, but we can't get to the story yet. I know everyone's annoyed, but you have to tell your story. About you getting probed and abducted.
This didn't actually happen, but there was a creepy thing that happened to me when I was like 11, I think. But I was at my friend's house spending the night. And I couldn't go to sleep. And it was so, this is always was a problem with me at sleepovers. My friends would always go to sleep so early. And then I'd just be sitting there like, okay, well, I kind of want to go home. But anyway, I decided to stay. And I was just, and I heard all this, we were in his basement and I heard all this stuff upstairs. So I woke him up and I was like, what's going on upstairs? And he was like, oh, it's probably just my mom getting a late night snack. And then I heard all these other noises. And then I'm not kidding. I remember this picture on like a psychopath, but I remember seeing like this, this, I don't know what it was, but something ran in front of me and then went up the stairs. And then I remember, and then from here on out, I feel like I was like sleepwalking because I just remember little bits. I was walking up the stairs and then I remember being outside in the dark. And then I remember waking up underneath his basketball hoop in the driveway.
Wait, so did you wake up in the middle of the night in the basketball hoop or in the morning?
Yeah, I don't even really remember going back to bed. But the weird thing is I didn't remember it at all because it just felt like a dream. And then the next morning, I remember we were eating breakfast with this family and his mom was like, what did you guys do last night? The front door was open and like, blah, blah, blah. The garage had been like the garage door was open. So like I actually, and then I remembered, I was like, oh my God, like I had this creepy ass thing happen.
That's so creepy because like you, because it's weird how you, so when you were walking up the stairs, like you remember, but then once the thing walked past, that like that's when you like kind of forgot it. That's what's creepy is that like what if
I feel like a crazy like YouTube story time person.
I know, like I'm psychic and here's why, you know.
But the thing is upon further research, like now as an adult, at first I was like, oh my God, that's for sure an alien, like as an 11-year-old. But apparently that's like a common experience with sleep paralysis.
Oh wait, have you ever had like sleep paralysis where like you can't, like you want to wake up but you can't?
No, that I haven't had that, but I feel like maybe since I was trying so hard to go to sleep, I might have fell asleep, like my body, because isn't sleep paralysis where like your body falls asleep? So my body fell asleep but I was still awake on the couch, and then your mind's already dreaming even though you're conscious, so you see things that aren't actually there.
That's like that whole concept is weird to think about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I hope I didn't F that up. So yeah, it probably was just me like half asleep on the couch and I was like halfway dreaming. And then I just started sleepwalking because I also had a lot of like throughout my life, especially as a kid, not anymore, but I always used to sleepwalk. So it all kind of ties in. It probably like 99% chance it was just sleep paralysis. But I kind of wish it was an abduction. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So then you could like make up that every night like you got abducted. And then like also it'd just be cool to tell every day.
But no, it was just a good old case of sleep paralysis and sleepwalking.
But also, like, the other thing is that I actually can, like, get, like, the sleepovers thing. Because, like, I only went to one sleepover and, like, I'm so jealous of the people that are, like, sleepover. And they, like, in sixth grade, they, like, had sleepovers all the time and, like, gossiped and you know what I mean? Because, like, yeah. I never, like, I feel like I was too scared to stay at people's houses.
You've never been to a sleepover?
I think, like, I almost did one sleepover, but then I left. Or maybe I did go to the sleepover, but I just remember, like, being scared of staying at other people's houses.
Oh, my God, it's not too late. High school isn't over yet. I told you should do a vlog of a sleepover. Sleepover with teens. I said that sounds like a gross, like, creepy thing.
Like a porn thing. Okay, I have to put Avery back. Oh wait, she's already going back upstairs. Okay, we can continue.
Oh my God, we almost had dog drama.
Oh yeah, there was almost a part where like my dog was gonna like almost chase down my cat and I was scared. So but we're back.
I'm actually scared to hear the alien story because usually I record these podcasts just in like a bright room, but my computer's currently uploading footage because I just filmed a video. So I'm in like my creepy video room on my other computer, and like I always have the window shut in here, so like lighting's better for my camera lights. And like I'm just keep looking behind me because I'm like so creeped out.
Oh, that actually is creepy. And like, what if like something falls over or someone bangs on the door?
Oh my God, we might get abducted mid doing this podcast.
You just disappear, and I'm like Jacob Lucas. That'd be kind of good for the podcast, though.
Okay, we'll get into the juicy alien Nebraskan story.
This news article that I'm going to talk about happened in Nebraska in 2004. So it's not really recent, but Kinda. Not really, though.
2004?
Yeah, this happened in 2004, so it was like long ago. It was when Lindsay Lohan album
I know.
Came out.
I was just going to say, that's when Rumors came out. So that's a this good is, tie-in. That's how you know it's real.
That's how you know that like you might get abducted in the middle. Like if I hear... Hold on. Okay, so like basically I'll just tell you guys what happened. Like I won't tell you this specific story, but there's... So obviously in Nebraska and other states, this one happened in Nebraska, but like there's... Those cattle, so like cows and stuff, you know, roaming around.
Yeah, like
outside.
All the farm animals.
So at night, they roam around outside. But in this case, this couple, I guess, they had a few cows and they woke up one morning and, well, like they woke up in the middle of the night because they heard noise and they thought that, like, I guess when they looked outside, no joke. They said that like they saw like this aircraft thingy. So that's
what
fucking...
the fuck.
Yeah. So then like, I don't think they went outside, but like they saw an aircraft thingy and there was like bangs and weird noises. So I think they were too scared to go outside, but then they went outside the next morning or whatever. And the cow was like, obviously like, so it's basically cattle mutilation and like and the cow was like
mutilation yeah
and the cow was like I guess like okay so the creepy thing is that it was dead but one of the eyes was taken out and like so obviously they told like the police about this and the FBI said that because it turned into a big case and the FBI said that it was a predator killing the cow but the creepy thing is that the like when every scenario that this happened in the cows were always perfectly put together like there wasn't any blood the blood was drained somehow and like in everything and like if anything was taken there wasn't any remnants of it so like the cow was just mutilated and like it looked like someone did it a surgeon did it so basically what I'm saying is I couldn't have been a predator and that's like basically it happened all over and it happened like not it wasn't only this I guess like there's been they just saw aircraft and then they woke up and the cow was
oh my god so what did the actual news article say about it
oh the news article didn't like say it was aliens but they said that the FBI invested in like they said it was a predator like the FBI concluded that a predator did it. So another animal killed the cow, but it was like perfect.
Well, I guess an alien is technically a predator.
Oh yeah, that's creepy. And then I'm on the Wikipedia page. Yeah, and it just is so creepy because like they don't have any blood, and it can happen to like other like it happens worldwide, I guess, to like sheep, horses, goats, pigs, rabbits, cats.
Oh my god,
dogs.
I've heard stuff about that, but I didn't know it ever happened in Nebraska. That's so creepy.
Yeah, so like I guess it doesn't happen as much anymore, but like oh, and then people also think this wasn't in the article, but someone told me that people also think that it was the FBI like doing research. But to me that kind of sounds like it's a way of getting out of aliens. Because why is there an aircraft involved? And why couldn't the FBI just like get cows to test them or whatever? But it just is creepy. And what do you think it was aliens?
Oh, that's so creepy. Because why would it be? Obviously, it couldn't be an animal because you said it was done so precisely. And also, yeah. Why would the FBI do it? Because that's just causing attention for no reason.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is either the doctors from Botched, from that E show, the plastic surgery show, the plastic surgeons from that show either flew to Nebraska and were for some reason like getting something out of a cow for their plastic surgery or an alien did it. So that, you decide.
I feel like it could have been the Botched thing though. Cause like, you know, people like they will pay the moolah to get a good nose job. So maybe
yeah,
like the
also,
surgeons.
Like, who knows? Like in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska, like maybe there's someone who's just so creepy and like wants to like scare everyone and like so just for some reason just like I'm gonna drain the blood from this cow and be all creepy and make it look like an alien did it.
But like those can't be the answer though because it happens worldwide. Just like people waking up and there being no blood and then like they hear rumbles at night and stuff.
Ew, that's so gross. Yeah,
it just is like, it's also creepy that why would they do it to cows? And then like, it's weird because it doesn't happen anymore. So like maybe the aliens were like, we know that they know, so we can't do
maybe
it
maybe they
anymore.
Already got the research they needed.
Yeah, and it's also creepy because like, where are these aliens coming from? Like, how do they get, like, where are they? I'm actually like scared talking about it. Like, I feel like an alien's gonna pop up.
The thing is that if aliens are real, I feel like there's not anything to be scared of, because if they are real, they would have already just killed us if they were scary. So obviously if they are real and they haven't killed us yet, then they must just be, you know, curious about cattle.
Oh yeah, and just, and then another creepy thing, this doesn't have anything to do with it, but did you know that, like, I guess Donald Trump put like so much money into how do, like, not
a space army, right?
Oh yeah, space army. Oh wait, you were there when we talked about it. That's creepy, because like, what,
no,
are they,
that is
to
actually
fight?
Creepy,
are,
oh,
they
my
trying
God,
to, like,
you guys, pretty soon we're gonna be fighting the other planets.
Wait, that's actually creepy. Like, can't we just have peace with the other planets? But we might have a be in a fight, and that's why I'm building a bomb shelter. I'm joking.
Like, the thing about aliens is they aren't that scary, because, like, obviously it's scary, but it's just like, oh, whatever. Like, obviously, if they overtake the planet, I'll just do everything they say because they have better technology. So I'm just, you know. Like, yeah. If they for some reason contacted America and were like, hey, do you want to come to our planet for 6 months? We promise we won't keep you captive. And like, somehow you knew it was real. Would you go for it? That'd be so interesting, seeing a whole different planet.
The only way I'd go if two other people that like I knew so well, like if you went, I'd probably go. If like someone else in the family went, I'd probably go. But if it was just me, then no.
I wonder if they know who Lindsay Lohan is.
I know. Or like, what if they control it? Like, they control who?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I read some conspiracy theories that say like there's already aliens on Earth, and like they're so advanced in technology that they just wear like a human. Like, they just wear, like, a human disguise.
Oh, yeah, like, some people think, like, Elon Musk is an alien.
I believe it.
Like, I know, he does weird things. Like, I watched the interview, and he did a lot of weird body things. Maybe people probably think that about me, though, so.
A lot of weird body things.
Because, you know, like, you know, like, oh, another
he does. I think he tries to act like an alien, because, yeah. Like, that Joe Rogan podcast where he was like, yeah, it's already gone too far. The artificial intelligence has progressed at too high of a rate. It's like, boo, you're trying to pretend you're in a sci-fi movie. Oh, but
yeah, that's the thing is that, so like, obviously I think he's an alien, but there is times I'm like, boo, you're just faking it because you want us to be scared. He obviously gets some thrill out of like everyone being like, ah, we're going to die from robots.
Oh my God, literally. Oh my God, not to interrupt this intense alien talk, but our sister Stephanie is calling me right now. She's a hairdresser, and she's calling me because I texted her saying, I want to bleach my whole hair bleach blonde. And like, she's so mad because she's like, oh my God, your hair is going to fall out.
Oh my gosh, how about you put it on speaker for a minute and then you can talk?
Wait, should I?
Yeah, like, put it, we can cut
yeah,
it
we
out.
Can cut,
if
it,
it's
we
bad.
Can cut it out if she doesn't want it. Hello? What?
You can't do that. You it will look awful.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like honestly, Lucas, like it will look so bad.
Why?
You will look so bald.
I just feel like I might as well try it. You guys, we had to cut some of that out because the conversation went on for another 6 minutes of her telling me how bad it would look.
It was so funny how mad she got at the beginning. So you can't do it, or she's going to become bald. But, oh, do you like the bald look?
I don't know, part of me, I'm not even going to, it's so funny when she, like, people give me their opinion, but because obviously I want to hear their opinion, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, I probably still want to dye my hair blonde, you know?
I guess you could always,
but you kind of just have to agree and be like, yeah, I totally get what you're saying. So then like the conversation ends, but then you still kind of just want to do it, you
oh
know?
Yeah, because like she wouldn't change her mind because like she knew that. Yeah, I guess if it bows off, you could get a wig.
That's true. So I might have bleach blonde thinning hair soon, guys. Keep that out the lookout. Keep on the lookout for that.
Follow at Lucas Cookshank on Instagram to watch it happen. Watch.
So I found another creepy alien thing.
Oh my gosh, like just right now, or you already had it?
Oh, I did it before we started filming. Okay. But this is on Fox News, so like take it with a grain of salt.
Oh my gosh, conservative.
It was posted in 2018, and it says UFO evidence. Recordings reveal air traffic controls confusion at a strange craft over Oregon. Also, I saw this on Reddit, because I follow the alien Reddit, obviously. But apparently, these pilots, like I think it was American Airlines and Southwest Airlines or something, they were flying their planes, and then they were all talking on the air traffic control, being like, what just flew over us? And no one knew, and then it flew over another plane, so it wasn't just like a one-off thing. Like, in the same aircraft, this weird, mysterious thing flew over two commercial airplanes.
Oh, that's... And they didn't know what it was?
Yeah, and it was way too high for, like, just a regular airplane that we see all the time, and it went way too fast for, like, any technology we know about, at least. So people are either like, okay, that's like a creepy alien thing, or they're like, that's like a U.S. government thing that hasn't been revealed to the public because like they don't want everyone to know about like the weird technology. Or they're saying like it could be another country like spying on America with their creepy technology that no one knows about.
That's so, because there actually could be so many explanations, because like it could be an alien, but then it could be some secret technology that someone doesn't want. Like the government or something doesn't want us to know about.
Da-na-na-na.
I don't know. I feel like it's aliens. I just automatically go to aliens because like...
I'm just going to go to aliens because that's the most interesting.
Yeah, I feel like no one's that like advanced yet, but who knows? Maybe some smart ass person is making it in their garage, but I'm going to stick to aliens because it's scary and might as well be scaled.
Also, this doesn't have much to do with aliens, but did you ever hear about the whole like media thing of Balloon Boy?
Isn't Balloon Boy the like guy, like his family faked it to get famous? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, so basically there was this giant balloon over some rural place of America. I'm not sure, like in the South or something. And there was this balloon, and they had to literally shut down the local airports because this balloon was like so high up in the air. And this guy called all these news media outlets and was like, oh my gosh, my son is in this balloon. Like, we made this giant like balloon thing in our backyard, and he went in it and it went off and we don't know what to do. He's literally flying above our town. And like, so all the news outlets were like, what the actual fuck? And everyone hopped on it and started broadcasting it all over the news. And then, yeah, lo and behold, his son was hiding in their basement or something. So people think that they just staged this whole publicity stunt. No one knows why, but or the son was actually hiding downstairs and they genuinely thought he was in the balloon.
So was no one in the balloon? Like, what happened with that?
Nobody was in the balloon.
Oh yeah, and
like it just crashed in the field and no one was in it.
So there's even more evidence. I'm not 100% sure, but I remember hearing that like it kind of proves that it was staged because I guess after that happened, the two boys in that family formed a boy band or something.
Or joined one. Also, this was around the time of like John and Kate Plus 8, Octomom. It was like, I almost feel like they wanted a reality show on TLC.
Wait, what is Octomom? I don't know.
Oh, the girl who had 8 kids in one sitting.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture of that. That was crazy.
Yeah, so I feel like that was sort of the era of people doing, like, insane things just to get on TLC, maybe. So I feel like they thought, like, they'd get Balloon Boy, the TV reality show.
Yeah. There was a long time where I thought Kate Plus 8, I don't know what her actual name is, was married to Tiger Woods.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I thought she was married to Tiger Woods. And it made sense to me because Tiger Woods always had like cheating scandals, and so did like the husband, right?
I don't know. Last thing I heard about, it's so funny because I forgot who was talking about it, but someone was talking about John and Kate Plus 8, and apparently they were saying how Kate has such a hard time dating anyone, but like people were saying like who would want to take on that many kids?
Oh yeah, because there's like 10 of them, I think. Yeah, 10.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever love someone enough to be like, I'll take on 10 people and like have to financially help.
Oh, yeah. And also just like them poking at you when you're trying to watch Vanderpump Rules. It's like, boo. Yeah. Go back to bed.
It's like, put them all in a cage so we can go on a date.
Literally. That's what, yeah. I actually like.
Well, what were you going to say?
I feel like it'd be like how dating anyone with kids. But I don't know. I've never done that, but I just wanted to let that out there.
So yeah. Well, let us know, guys, what you guys think about these weird-ass alien things. Also, like we said before, let us know if you've ever been abducted, probed, prodded by any sort of extraterrestrial creature, what your thoughts are on dating people with children. We want to know it all. Give us a big, giant 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening to so more hoes can join our hoe clan.
And now, once and for all, we got to answer the question, do you believe in aliens? Yes, is my answer.
For sure. Like, I'm not 100% sure that they visited Earth, but I do believe somewhere out in the giant universe, I hope there's some other planet with life on it, because if we're the highest form of life, that's actually kind of depressing. Like, we haven't, like, hopefully someone's better than us.
We're in a simulation is my answer.
Oh, yeah. I actually saw the person who was controlling my Sims today.
Oh, yeah. They were pressing the buttons, eating pieces, and they almost touched my face, and I was so annoyed.
Yeah, because I was sitting down on the couch and then they kept clicking, do the podcast, and I wouldn't get up. And then finally they like had to break into the game and say, okay, actually, you have to get up. Can you imagine? That's so fucking creepy.
When the people like that are controlling us like actually break the window and like make us do things, I'm going to be so pissed.
I know, they're like, okay, it's actually been a boring game for the past year. You actually have to go do something.
Oh, yeah, because, like, you've been, like, just doing the same thing every day. They're like, okay, but you actually have to, like go somewhere for a day or something.
Well, have fun in the simulation, hoes. We're going to sign off.
Yeah, don't let any glitches get you.
Glitch, glitch.
Bye-bye.
Oh my God, there's an alien behind you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.